Spring in the Northland means the bald eagle is nesting once again. Eagles were decimated in the United States thanks to pesticides and shooting, but they're making a notable comeback after banning DDT and laws that place a heavy penalty on eagle killing. The bald eagle's scavenging and thieving habits caused Benjamin Franklin to write that, like those among men who live by sharping and robbing, he is generally poor and often very lousy. Eagles are excellent at catching fish, but they do seem to prefer scavenging or stealing their food from ospreys, and I watched one harass a great blue heron in the Boundary Waters last summer, possibly to steal its meal. Bald eagles have lived longer than 48 years in captivity, but they don't normally live that long in the wild. The fish they eat are often laced with heavy metals, PCBs, and pesticides, and eagles can't read the fish consumption limits the DNR issues. They're sometimes killed by cars while scavenging on roadkills, and they often get lead poisoning from eating crippled ducks during hunting season. Power lines, guy wires on towers, lightning, steel traps, and shotguns also take a heavy toll. Eagles mate for life, and pairs add on to their nests year after year, producing the largest structures of any North American birds. European sea eagles, a close relative, have been known to use the same nest over 80 years. One sea eagle nest that crashed down in a storm weighed 2 tons. The largest bald eagle nest known in the United States was in St. Petersburg, Florida. It was 20 feet deep and 9.5 feet wide. Nobody managed to weigh that one. Most eagle nests are about 5 feet wide and 3 feet deep. The bald eagle is the largest eagle native to North America. It's about 3 feet tall with a wingspan 7 to 8 feet across. Although eagles reach full adult size within a couple of months of hatching, it takes about 5 years for them to assume the white head and tail of adult plumage. Immature eagles have dark heads and tails and are sometimes confused with vultures, hawks, or golden eagles. As with just about all birds of prey, female eagles are noticeably bigger than males. A fully grown male eagle weighs in at a measly 8 or 9 pounds, but a female tips the scales at 10 to 14 pounds. Back in the less hectic era of the 1950s, an ornithologist counted one by one all the outer feathers of a 9-pound bald eagle. The total was 7,182 contour feathers, weighing more than a pound. Fully 14% of the eagle's body weight was in his feathers. The same eagle's entire skeleton weighed less than half that. Eagles in the Northland are nesting now. They usually lay 2 eggs. It takes about a month for the eggs to hatch, and another 2.5 months before the young are full grown and ready to fly. Unlike most birds, eagle parents actually have to starve their babies into making the first flight, which makes sense because some eagle nests are 150 feet off the ground. Any sensible eaglet would need massive motivation in order to make that kind of a leap. Baby eagles are extraordinarily aggressive toward each other, and sadly, the smaller nestling often doesn't survive the competition. The many stories of eagles carrying off human babies are entirely unfounded. Experiments show that eagles can only carry about 4 pounds and couldn't possibly manage a baby. Anyway, eagles have enough problems keeping peace between their own babies without lugging in more trouble. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.